You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Feb 23, 2022, we are live streaming this program right now at Larry Connors, USA, YouTube. Larry Connors, USA, YouTube. You can watch in and add some comments. I'll be watching for some comments. It's hard for me to tell how many are actually watching. The numbers are kind of strange I'm getting here. And I believe that maybe there's somebody pulling some number tricks on us. I don't know. All I do know is that we cannot get on our other platforms like on Facebook because we apparently violated some standard yesterday, so we couldn't promote today's program. But you're listening. Glad you are. Let your friends and neighbors know. They can also join in watching if they want at Larry Connors USA YouTube. Live streaming right now, and or remind them of the app wherever they live. They can hear KXEN1010AM.com. In fact, I have that on the phone. I don't even have to load on. I just open it up in the car and play it through the Bluetooth speaker. It's a lot cleaner than any radio signal. It's full digital. So Larry Connors USA Facebook is down for some violation, we don't know what it is. But let me bring you up speed on news and commentary. Russian forces, according to U.S. authorities, are ready to go. We believe, one official being quoted, that Mr. Putin and his forces are as ready as they can be. They have uncoiled. That's like a rattlesnake, uncoiling and ready to strike. Will they or not, we don't know. The Ukraine Ministry of Foreign Affairs is warning its citizens across the border in Russia, get out of Russia. Okay. And then I'm looking at some other things. A survey that says half of Russians say it would be okay to use military force to keep Ukraine out of NATO. So far, they have annexed by Russian decree of Putin a couple of breakaway republics down the southeast end of Ukraine. Ukraine's parliament now dealing with a cyber attack that has apparently hit everything they're trying to do. We don't know how deep that's going to go. I mean, things are breaking all over, reference this. And Trump yesterday said Putin's a genius for doing this now. And immediately everybody starts saying he's trying to egg him on. He's trying to encourage him to do this. He was not. He was talking about how he did not dare do it when I was in office, but now he is, and I wonder why. Then, of course, we have the Canadian truckers convoy, been a big success until they started breaking it up, making arrests. No real violence reported, some resistance maybe. If they had any dogs like that with them in the trucks, they were being euthanized by the mounted police and others. It's just such a shame. Mounted police have always had such a great record, and they got pulled into this by order of the government. So now we have a trucker's convoy plan going from California across the Midwest, including through Missouri. And if I can ever get back on Facebook, I'll reprint that timetable that's been laid out as to when they'll be through parts of areas you might be listening. And they're pointing out also, if you can't join or don't want to join, you can simply stand on an overpass and wave. In the next segment, we'll talk more about that. And the House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, I'm closely monitoring the trucker convoy. Well, we're going to closely watch it. And the Pentagon is approving deployment of National Guard troops to deal with the truckers. They're not coming to battle. They're coming to drive and maybe honk their horns. And if that's going to be a crime, like they want to say in Canada, as one of the liberal parliamentarians said the other day, a honk honk is another way of saying Heil Hitler. What an idiot statement. We'll get into all that in the next segment. Biden's foreign affairs approval rating going to a new low. No surprise there. Only 40% approve of his job, and I'd like to meet some of those 40%. He's been interviewing at least three candidates for the Supreme Court vacancy. He expects to make an announcement by the end of the month. And then this story. A GOP senator is calling for all Americans to pay income tax. Here's where I'm probably going to get in trouble. I might lose this job like I lost a TV job. I own this program. But he says all Americans should pay an income tax. You know what? The White House is criticizing that, saying, no, not all Americans should pay. Stand by, please.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
If you have mold in your home, your family can get very sick. You need to call Wellington Environmental. Realtors, even hospitals and doctors call Wellington to solve mold issues. A Belleville homeowner discovered mold. Good thing he called Wellington. The mold is gone, and Wellington's new chemical process saved him $3,500. A university was facing some major mold issues. They called Wellington. Issues solved. The university saved $40,000. Wellington also helps research and test new products to deal with mold. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. A-rated by the BBB, Missouri and Illinois. Say you heard about Wellington on Larry Connors USA. Save $100 on any mold treatment or $50 on mold sampling. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
I am flesh and I am bone. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter and gold. I got fire in my soul. Rise up, ting, ting, like glitter. Like glitter and gold. Like glitter. Do you walk in the Valley of Kings?
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Once we get rolling, you know, it's $680 a day to fill the truck up. So food and stuff out there on the road, it adds up, but it's just kind of a necessity right now. We need to do this for our country.
I stand up for freedom. I don't feel like what the government's trying to enforce with vaccinations and overinflating everything. I don't feel it's right. I feel like things need to go back to a more simple way of life, I guess.
Wouldn't we all like a simpler way of life? Those are a couple of the truckers that are going to be taking part in this Freedom Convoy, as they're calling it. It's called the People's Convoy. It's departing from California. Actually, about 1,000 or more had been truckers with their vehicles assembled outside Adelanto Stadium, just outside L.A., and they had their route posted and laid out. I had information that I was sharing on my Facebook page. I don't know if it's still there. I can't get access to previous pages at this point. I don't know if you can or not either. See if we've been blocked wherever you're trying to see. We do know our Facebook page has been blocked. Oh, and I went back to check on some more details on. You know what they said? Their standards on dangerous individuals and organizations that I might have been blocked for. We don't allow symbols, praise, our support of dangerous individuals or organizations on Facebook. We define dangerous things like terrorist activity, organized hate or violence. I'm not guilty of either one of those. Mass or serial murder, no, not that either. Human trafficking, no. Criminal or harmful activity, no. But I was quoting stories yesterday where this administration is guilty of some of that and how they have called parents showing up at teachers' meetings, terrorists, basically, and how mass and serial murders are being slapped on the wrist and sent home because of the no bail and low bail projects of the George Soros DAs and human trafficking, how much the Biden administration has contributed to that by letting these illegals come across continuously. So if by simply reporting it, that makes me guilty of doing the same thing. And so what can I do? I can accept the decision. No one can see your post. You'll no longer be able to request a review. I can disagree with the decision, and we'll use your feedback to make improvements on future decisions. You think I should bother filling it out? Do you think it would change anything? It's just another example of big tech deciding they won't shut. I'm not the first. I'm not trying to make myself a martyr. I know many of you have had the same thing, and you probably didn't do anything either except use some word that somebody somewhere, and if you recall, I know I deviated. I got off the route of the truckers for a moment, but if you recall, Facebook did admit the so-called experts that were analyzing content that they had on there, they weren't experts at anything. It's just somebody, and their opinion would differ from mine, so they would say, strike. That's a strike against that person on their Facebook. So now I'm reporting on the truckers. Are they upset over that? I'll bet they are, because these truckers are headed to D.C. They want to be there by the time of the State of the Union address scheduled for March 1. And they're going to go all the way across the nation. And in fact, I want to give you a site since I cannot get on. I wonder if my tweet account works. Let me see if I can do. I'm going to see if I can just retweet something and say, see if that's working. No, I don't think I can do that either. I'm getting various notifications on the tweet machine that I'm allowed that maybe I can't. All right, let me just try one. I'm just going to say, hello there. We'll just see if those who follow me on Twitter at Larry Connors USA, see if you see anything. I just put out the word hello. Do you think that'll get through? You think, will that be blocked? I don't know. Well, it shows right now. Hasn't been blocked yet. They might just see the first four letters, hell, and decide to strike it. I don't know. But these truckers are simply going to go across. And why are they doing it? Well, of course, they're taking their cue from what happened in Canada. And those Canadian truckers never caused any real disruption. They didn't try to firebomb federal buildings. They didn't battle with police. They didn't throw Molotov cocktails into businesses. They did not loot and destroy businesses. They did block some intersections, causing a traffic jam. And they also blew their horns, which according to one member of the parliament, a liberal member, said that's honk honk is like Heil Hitler. I'll let you hear from her later. But the American group called Let Freedom Roll, the slogan of the People's Convoy, one of the organizers said, without trucks, we're the lifeblood of America. I mean, everybody dies. There'd not even be doctors or nurses. They couldn't continue without trucks. In the last 23 months of the pandemic, a rough road for all Americans to travel, spiritually, emotionally, physically, and financially. And then saying, this is about bringing the country together and uniting right now. It's not necessary whether or not you've gotten the shot. It's the freedom to choose and our freedom of choice. He said, we got a lot of people that have gotten the vax that are on board with us for this. We pointed out previously about 90% of the truckers in Canada have been vaxxed, documented, but they didn't want to have to face quarantine every time they crossed into the U.S. and then came back from the U.S. So they're simply organizing to do this. But what's the response from the White House control? Well, before I do that, let you hear again from an American trucker, a couple of them, as to what they're doing and how they're doing it, and just in their own words expressing.
Once we get rolling, you know, it's $680 a day to fill the truck up. So food and stuff out there on the road, it adds up, but it's just kind of a necessity right now. We need to do this for our country.
I stand up for freedom. I don't feel like what the government's trying to enforce with vaccinations and overinflating everything. I don't feel it's right. I feel like things need to go back to a more simple way of life, I guess.
Now, we have a TV report on the truckers earlier, too. So we'll want you to hear, we want to hear that TV report on the truckers, because that bite we just heard we had at the beginning. Now we want to hear the TV report.
Local truck drivers are taking a cue from their fellow Canadian counterparts. They're joining an effort to protest at the nation's capital ahead of President Biden's State of the Union address next week.
They say it's all to send a message.
I appreciate truck drivers. We do everything for you guys. Burning food, clothes. It's all us.
We the people. We are invincible, standing up and fighting. Just a few phrases on this truck right behind me, which is one of the thousands that will be driving in solidarity, an attempt of sending a message to Washington.
There's over 100,000 trucks signed up to come to D.C. next week. I call this the first wave.
Truck drivers like Larry Losciavo are protesting a number of things like vaccine mandates, fuel prices, and restrictions on the trucking industry.
This is all about making a statement peacefully within our First Amendment rights, free speech. We're not going to be using vulgarities or anything like that. It's all about standing up for our rights.
There's nothing wrong with that. But General Lloyd Austin, the Department of Defense, and he is, of course, the Defense Secretary, approving the deployment as requested by the D.C. Metropolitan Police and U.S. Capitol Police, National Guard troops being deployed in D.C. to deal with the trucker convoy protests as they began to arrive in D.C. One of the majors says, the people who live, work, visit the district, part of our community, their safety is our first mission priority. These guys are not coming to cause you harm. They might block your traffic some. What happens, riddle me this, what happened when Black Lives and Antifa members gathered on an interstate and shut down traffic just by sitting on the interstate? Somebody certainly could have been run over and killed by accident. It took hours for police ever to get around to move them off, if basically pleading with them, okay, you've been out here long enough, we got to either arrest you or you start moving. So if they block some intersections, and what the truckers are asking, even if you're not going to be participating, you can stand on the overpasses of their route and wave flags, and they'll probably be tooting their horns. They might like to do that. But even the White House spokeswoman, Jen Psaki, says, when they come to D.C., we're going to deal with them. Just listen to this.
And our efforts include enhanced intelligence sharing, a critical incident response plan for the U.S. Capitol, a regional security assessment, and a simulation experiment that developed data-driven recommendations to bolster regional security. So we are closely monitoring, closely watching, and working with state and local authorities.
Local authorities, if you remember, Trump said, referenced January 6th, he did offer to send in troops, our National Guard, as apparently they're going to do now, and the Capitol Police even did request it and was refused. Pelosi is the one who's in charge of what they get or don't get, and she refused to let them to come in, even though they said there might be some trouble. But this time, oh, yeah, we got fences up around the Capitol and chain link fence. We're locked and we're ready. Are these truckers carrying weapons? Some of them might. And I don't know what the law is where they are as they travel there and are in D.C., reverence carrying a weapon. Now, I'm not even talking about concealed, but having one in your vehicle. I don't know the law, so I don't know if they're going to try to do that. But none of them are indicating they want to do anything other than make their voices heard. Oh, I forgot. Shame on me. They might sit in intersections and block some of the routes trying to get, they want to take the beltway around D.C. and pretty much block it. And when they do, it's going to be a mess. Members of Congress won't be able to go to work. Oh, wait a minute. Just because they go to the Capitol doesn't mean they're working anyway. So I'm not sure that's going to change anything. But they might do the very dangerous, damning thing that they did in Canada. As a liberal member of the parliament said, what they were doing here, in her words, it's hate. Listen.
how much vitriol do we have to see of Honk Honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler, do we need to see by these protesters on social media? How much vitriol do we have to see of Honk Honk, which is an acronym for Hail Hitler?
It is not an, it has nothing to do with Hail Hitler. You know that, and I know that. They love to throw hate speech around, and if it's a leftist that did it and makes some remark about Jew or uses the N-word, well, they get a pass. They made a mistake. They're going to learn from it. But, boy, you be on the independent or right side, they will come after you in full. So here we got Nancy Pelosi stating we're monitoring the situation closely. Something like 38,000 have signed up for this convoy that's now moving its way across California and then headed for D.C. And if I ever get a chance to get back on Facebook, I'll give you more details in a moment as to why I can't. Then we'll try to put that back up for you. We had it up for a while in one of our accounts. So you could at least, if you want, line the roadway, and you can honk honk, or you can simply wave a flag. It's all peaceful. We don't want any violence. Keep it peaceful. Stand by for our next segment.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So in Canada, the Canadian Parliament met the other day discussing, of course, implementing the Emergencies Act, which they did do. And they are apparently in the process, if they haven't already started, freezing bank accounts of small donors to the Freedom Convoy. And that includes they're sending word out to our U.S. IRS that if you live in this in the U.S. of A. and you sent a $10, $20 donation to help the Canadian truckers, they're now putting you on a list. Does that sound like something you would expect in a totalitarian nation? Well, to that extent, Mike Pompeo, of course, he was Secretary of State under Trump, said that clearly what is happening in Canada can happen in America. Trudeau, using his authority, his, quote, dictatorship, and they're taking names of people contributing to a peaceful cause, sending money to help buy food or fuel. You heard one trucker say it costs about $600-$700 a day to fill this truck up. A lot of people are going to be doing that for this Freedom Convoy, as they're calling it, the People's Convoy, with the slogan, Let Freedom Roll, as it moves across the U.S. from California to D.C. I'm just kind of warning you, if you write a check to send in to help fund them in any way, they're going to be doxing your name, your address, and who knows what will happen then. Some of the truckers have already reported somebody came along and got flat tires. Maybe they just happened to run over a nail. You never know. Something like that could happen, or maybe the tire was bad anyway. But some of the organizers are saying that we gotta deal with this. He said our organization is all about maintaining peace and safety while making our voices heard, and maybe the sound of their horns. He said, we have all been threatened. Our lives have been threatened. He said, but this is a peaceful event. That's all we're doing. They've got families in their vans or their vehicles traveling with their kids mixed in with the trucks. They're all taking part in it. They got time to go do it, and that's what they're going to do. He said when they see the sheer numbers of people, it should wake them up. Yeah, right. Not the woke. The woke is already woke up. So they know that no matter what you do, they don't really care. And they're already trying to tie these guys to far-right extremists. They won't try to tie them to far-left extremists, but they'll tie them to anything else they can criticize, and they're going to. And that means you, if you contribute, or if you drive, or you participate. If you're going to take part in it, I urge you. I not only urge, I insist that you do peacefully, peacefully. That's your First Amendment right. But if you also recall when they were rioting in the streets, Portland and Seattle, Pelosi, Feinstein, one of those idiot Democrats said, well, people got to do what they got to do. Well, that does not mean burning places up and causing mayhem as they were doing. All right, Ukraine, Russia apparently is poised, 190,000 troops ready, according to intel sources. They're ready to actually fully invade Ukraine. They're only along the border at Belarus, only 2 hours from Kiev. Right now they're just taking over some of the two breakaway republics that Putin already declared as part of the Russian government again. Hopefully it won't come to that. But a lot of those European countries depend upon not NATO so much, but Russia for fuel. I want to take you back to a NATO meeting when Trump was president and some words he issued. In fact, he predicted that something like this would happen. Nobody would listen. All they want to do is criticize him for saying we might pull out of NATO. But he had a reason for saying that as well. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Ackerman Toyota believes when you need service, you want genuine parts, certified mechanics, no hidden cost. You get all of that with Ackerman Toyota. Plus, if you're ready for a new car or pre-owned, see what Ackerman has on the lot or what's coming. Ackerman Toyota, Hampton and Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
And we're down, we go.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I think it's very sad when Germany makes a massive oil and gas deal with Russia where you're supposed to be guarding against Russia and Germany goes out and pays billions and billions of dollars a year to Russia. So we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting all of these countries. And then numerous of the countries go out and make a pipeline deal with Russia where they're paying billions of dollars into the coffers of Russia. So we're supposed to protect you against Russia, but they're paying billions of dollars to Russia, and I think that's very inappropriate. And the former chancellor of Germany is the head of the pipeline company that's supplying the gas. Ultimately, Germany will have almost 70% of their country controlled by Russia with natural gas. So you tell me, is that appropriate? I mean, I've been complaining about this from the time I got in. It should have never been allowed to have happened.
Should never have been allowed to happen. That was President Trump as he was addressing a NATO summit in Belgium, 2018. And, of course, a lot of the NATO members were upset with him because he was Trump. And they'd already heard from their leftist friends in the U.S. of A. how nasty and mean he could be. And he had actually at one time said, we may just pull out of NATO. We'll get to that part of the story in just a moment. But he's saying, isn't it wrong that the countries that You want us to help protect you from Russia? You're buying fuel from Russia? And yeah, he's right. They were doing it then, and they're going to have to do it more. Now, the Nord Stream pipeline that's already built, running from northwestern Russia under the Baltic Sea of maybe 180 feet to 200 feet deep, coming up at a port in northeastern Germany, has not been activated yet. And the German chancellor says, we will not fully certify it until we see what's going to happen with Ukraine. In other words, they're trying to act like the world join in sanctions against them. By the way, you know who's calling for that it's wrong for sanctions to be leveled against any country that does business with Russia? And they've been trying to walk a very tight line up to this point. This is one of the more bizarre things to come out of this whole story, and there are plenty of them. But China, and this doesn't have to do directly with Russia and Ukraine, but it has to do with freedom. And how in Canada, we're talking about the truckers in the U.S. of A. making their trip now. But in Canada, they really cracked down, use their Emergency Power Act. And China called out Canadian hypocrisy on human rights because they crushed the Freedom Convoy in Canada. The Chinese embassy in Ottawa lectured Canada. And at the same time, China is carrying out genocide against Uyghur Muslims in its country. And now they're also, while they have been trying to say, let's bring peace between Russia, Ukraine, and the U.S., they don't really want to speak out against Russia because they also buy oil from Russia, as do we. I'll break down the numbers for you in a moment. In case you didn't know, it's gotten worse because Biden, first day in office, signed executive order to shut down the construction of the Keystone Pipeline. Pipe is still laying out there on the ground along the route. In many cases, the trenches have been dug, but the pipe has to be put down, put together, and made operational. It's all just sitting there ever since he came into office. And then drilling in some offshore locations had to stop. Some on federal land leases that had been approved stopped. And they want to say now that the reason your gas prices are so high and there's inflation going up, more so last month, setting another new record in January, still at a 40-year high for the total inflation report, but January set still another high. They want to tell you that all of this and the supply chain has to do with Russia going into Ukraine. No, it doesn't. All that stuff was happening before then. Passing the buck. Well, that's what they were not doing at NATO when Trump came into office. He looked at how much money the U.S. contributes to NATO. We are the big spender. It's been that way. And other countries that could forfeit and put up, you know, could put up more money, they haven't been forced to do so. And he made it very clear, if you guys don't pony up with more than what you're doing now, then we may just pull out. Well, immediately, the state-controlled media went bonkers. The NATO community went bonkers. But actually, the head of NATO kind of liked it because he thought, good, maybe we'll get some more money in. I don't think Russia that the U.S. will leave, but right now I think he's putting pressure on them. NATO alliances is if they are a NATO country, we are obligated to move in and protect them if they're attacked by a foreign adversary. Ukraine is not NATO. They want to be in NATO, but NATO has not accepted them to this date. And so whatever Russia is doing with Ukraine, we don't have to go in and do anything. And we shouldn't. We can't be the policeman of the world. And why are Democrats so concerned about the border of Ukraine when they ignore the border of this nation along our southern border, about all the illegals coming across and who knows how many jihadists. And for that matter, how many Russians are coming across? Hell, they could send tanks across the way we're going now. That would be a minor incursion into the U.S. Would Biden be willing to accept that? I would not try it in the state of Texas. Let me put it that way. But when Trump started laying out in this meeting in Brussels in 2018, you guys, you're not supporting NATO, and yet we're supposed to support you, and you're not putting your dime in. You're offering maybe a penny where we're putting $4 in. Oh, he got on them. Listen to this.
That Germany is just paying a little bit over 1%, whereas the United States in actual numbers is paying 4.2% of a much larger GDP. So I think that's inappropriate also. You know, we're protecting Germany, we're protecting France, we're protecting everybody, and yet we're paying a lot of money to protect. Now, this has been going on for decades. This has been brought up by other presidents, but other presidents never did anything about it because I don't think they understood it or they just didn't want to get involved. But I have to bring it up because I think it's very unfair to our country. It's very unfair to our taxpayer. And I think that these countries have to step it up, not over a 10-year period. They have to step it up immediately. Germany is a rich country. They talk about they're going to increase it a tiny bit by 2030. Well, they could increase it immediately tomorrow and have no problem. I don't think it's fair to the United States.
Yeah, it's not fair to the United States, is it? In November 2019, the U.S. became a net exporter of all oil products. We were a net exporter. We were energy independent under Trump. From January 21 through November 21, we bought 232 billion barrels of oil from Russia. So now we want to impose sanctions. What are we going to do now? Dig into our strategic reserve again, releasing 50,000 barrels or whatever Biden did last time. There's probably enough to run our economy, cars, for maybe 2 days. Is it a plan that they want you to suffer? I know many of them do. They want you to suffer. And if you're not getting car gas, you're not getting money to go to work, you're not getting any vehicles running you to work, you're not getting supplies brought in because there's no gas, you're going to suffer. And then maybe you'll think, well, maybe we do need to become more like China and North Korea. Right now, according to Forbes magazine, Russia is the major supplier of oil to the U.S. Major supplier. Coming up, state of Texas says, no, 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 get your hands off our kids. You're not going to do this puberty nonsense, transgender crap you've been doing. Not in our state. Stand by for that story.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
Jimmy's in the back with a pocket of high. If you listen close, you can hear him cry. Oh, Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Sing it.
Oh, Lord, heaven knows we belong way down below. Way down below, way down below.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I've not had a chance to address it, but let me give you a quick line on it. The UK government, the British government, has decided that, yes, Wuhan was a lab leak that originally started COVID-19. That's what their scientists have decided. It came out of Wuhan. I think we all suspected it. Now the Brits agree, yes, that was the source. There's a liberal Jesuit Catholic priest, Father James Martin. He's an editor-at-large for the Jesuit publication American Magazine. He also starred in Martin Scorsese's The Irishman, if you saw that. But he appeared to challenge a Texas Attorney General Paxton assertions that, quote, sex change operations and puberty blockers prescribed to kids is child abuse under Texas law. Yeah, that's what they've decided. If you're going to block puberty from kids and sex change operations, that is child abuse under Texas law. Now, the Jesuit Catholic priest said, and he's clashed with the Catholic Church position on same-sex relations and transgenderism before, he said, we know that when children and adolescents are provided with appropriate gender-affirming care, including puberty suppressors, the risk of lifetime suicidal ideation falls dramatically. In other words, we can help prevent suicides if we allow to cut off their penis, cut off their breast, or whatever else we choose to do to make them a boy a girl and a girl a boy or something in between. The Texas Governor Abbott, again, directing his state to investigate any such procedures, saying a number of so-called sex change procedures do constitute child abuse, and they're going to prosecute. Good for them. And too many times, parents are not notified. They're talking to teachers at school that are talking them into doing it. I want to take you to Chicago. This last night was the 95th day of a 100-day vigil taking place in Chicago by Pastor Brooks. It's called Rooftop Revelations. Fox News have been airing it in full. I want to read you part of what he had last night. He's talking about drill music. Drill music, he said. Drill music is a synonym for kill music. He said, this is right here in front of me in our area, in our hood. He said these drill artists developed this style of delivering lyrics in a deadpan vocal style, but the lyrics are violent, really violent. Drill means kill. He said that's a major problem what we face here in South Chicago. He said what made drill music so powerful is the people that run these companies I call culture vultures. They're doing it. He said, I understand the kids. I hold the kids responsible for the actual lyrics. But when they come along with some company offering them, oh, we like that song, we'll pay you X million dollars for it. He said, what kid's going to refuse? What kid could refuse? Just by writing a song, maybe talk about drilling police or drilling someone's sister or a cousin or whatever. And, of course, using the N-word like they're dropping pennies and using the word kill in addition to drill. Here's something he said I want to bring to your attention. He said, these culture vultures feed off the misery of my people. They make millions off the deaths of black bodies, and they do this all the time while saying black lives matter. He said, ever since I set up this ministry in this neighborhood 20 years ago, I've been fighting post-60s liberalism. These liberal folks thought they knew how to fix our neighborhood. They bragged about how they were helping us when they were in reality creating black dependency. So now I'm seeing the same thing with this drill music. The corporations, the radio stations profiting off of it. Some kids are making millions, others are being killed because of the violence incited by this music. And again, Pastor Brooks in his Rooftop Revelations, now on going on to his 96th night out of 100 nights on a rooftop in the cold of Chicago, said, I hold the kids responsible for the lyrics, but I hold the vultures responsible for what they've done with it. He said, the culture vultures promote death. We promote life. The man has nailed it. God bless him for trying. Some were saying, oh, spending 100 nights up on a rooftop in Chicago, no big deal. Well, you want to do it for 5 nights? but he's just trying to draw attention to the needs of the community. Now, wouldn't you think Black Lives Matter would come in with millions of dollars and say, let's build something right here for you. You don't need to rely on donations. Nah, that's not going to happen. And you do know, and we pointed out the other day, that the Democrat Caucus Committee actually owns now Black Lives Matter. Democrats own it. They bought the name. They own it. Thank you for listening. Remember our pledge. One nation under God.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.